Mickey, just before we look ahead to that Armagh game, obviously you had a league campaign in Division 2B. How would you sum up the year so far performance-wise? Because, listen, let's be honest about it, you had several players missing, several key players missing from your squad. You got as far as the semi-final. How would you, I suppose, sum up what the year's been like so far for you?
I suppose I shouldn't know, a massive turnaround, as you say, from last year. I was opting out and then picking up injuries, and look, a lot of it was our key players. So if you had told me in February or December that we missed all them boys, you'd have felt we could have struggled in the league this year. But we have to give credit to them young players. You know, they stood up pushing, and we lost one match during the five matches of the league. You know, to Derry, a good Derry team. So to say, we're very happy with that. And even the semi-final, we were down Satanta lad then, who were away for that game, and Tyrone just popped us by 1 point, and that was with a lot of players missing. So overall, actually, you'd have to be pleased in the league, and the target was to get a top three spot and it gets you into Division 2 next year. So that was the aim, and we've got it now, Oisín. So we're very happy, and we'll be competing at a good level now next year in Division 2 hurling for the first time. So overall, I think we're in a good place after the league.
Yeah, that's one box ticked for the year, as in the league. You're in a good place, as you say. The next box to be ticked, is it winning the Nicky Rackard Cup, Mickey?
I suppose it has to be, Oisín. I do feel that now it's not going to be easy, and there's plenty of good teams in it, but I feel that that's our target at the start of the year. We got to the final last year and beat by a good Wicklow team, and probably, you know, we felt we left it behind us a bit. So we're going to try go out, Oisín, and our main target of the season was the Nicky Rackard. So as I say, all thoughts were in our mind now since the end of the league. We had a wee training camp last week, we were away and getting ourselves right, and getting ready for a real shift to work on Saturday, because away to Athletics Ground. And as I say, the big target is the Nicky Rackard, and try to get Donegal hurling to the Christy Ring if possible, Oisín, which I think we're well capable of playing at, but one game at a time, and hopefully we can get off to a good start against Armagh Saturday.
Yeah. How you fixed player-wise now? Because as you said, you were missing a lot for the league. The Satanta guys were missing for the league semi-final. They are obviously back. But off the core players that you were missing throughout the league, what's it like now, Mickey? Are you still down bodies, or is there men back, or what's the latest?
Yeah, we're still down, Oisín, with Danny Cullen and Rowan McDermott, who look, come back from long-term injuries, and they're back on the pitch again, Oisín. It's just going to be a week or two too early for them, but hopefully, as the championship progresses, you know, that we'll get them back in there. They're progressing well now, so it's just about early this week to chance them. Darren Malegia had a wee setback. He was injured most of the year, but a wee setback again in his calf injury, so he's very doubtful for this week, Oisín, and with Sean McVay carrying a slight wee knock, so it'll be a late fitness test for him. Probably Declan Coulter's the only boy fully returned. Oisín, he's back training fully this last three weeks and going well, so he's a positive for us. So as I say, we're probably a wee bit stronger than we were at the end of the league, but still a few bodies to get right for further down the line, you know.
Yeah. I know you're only taking it game by game, but is it essential that you have to get up and running with a win and start if you're going to have aspirations of finishing in the top two, Mickey?
I think so, Oisín, you know, and you could get beat against your man, and the result went against you, your Nicky Rackard could be over. So it's going to be massive to get out of that Athletics Ground with the result, and we were way to them last year in the first round already last year, and luck was a tough game. We pulled away and ended up maybe in the last 10-15 minutes, but it was a real tough ask, and we know what's ahead of us, and our miles see us as a scalp now, Oisín. It was long enough that they were beating us handy enough, so we're playing higher level hurling than them, and anyway, but as we know, that means nothing will come to championship. So there's plenty of good hurlers, and they'll be fully hurt us if we're not on our A game, Oisín. So very, very important. We just talked about that we get a result and just move on week by week, and you're into a tough game against Mayo next week at home. So, but as I say, full focus is on Armagh now, and hopefully we can get out of there with a victory.
Ewan Mayo next week, of course, at the O'Donnell Park. Some would suggest that given they are coming down from Christy Ring and you had the higher league position of the rest of the other teams, that maybe this Nicky Rackard will be down to use two guys.
But a lot of people will be saying that, Oisin. Mayo have went down a division, obviously, and they've been unbeaten in the league below us this year, so they're straight back up, you know. So, as I say, they've been very, very good during the league, and if they get everybody out for all them Tyrone players, Oisin, you know, we know they're very strong, as I say. But I feel there's very little in us, Mayo, if it comes to that. But I think the likes of me, Armagh and Roscommon will be trying to upset the odds too. So, as I say, one game at a time. But no doubt people will be saying that next week will be interesting. We also may owe, you know, and probably see us too as a finalist. But we're not looking at it that way, Oisin, at the minute. We just need to get out of the athletic ground first and then concentrate on O'Donnell Park next week.
Yeah. And obviously, Mickey, games to come as well. Monaghan, Roscommon and Louth are also in the Nicky Rackard competition. We might just maybe step into the Christy Ring, an environment that you guys are hoping to get to and have been striving to get to over the last number of years. But the two sides that you suffered defeat to in the league, Mickey, are involved in Christy Ring action, and they're also starting their campaigns this weekend. And it's interesting when you look at the fixtures on the first weekend that four actually of the six teams involved, you played them in your league campaign, and there wasn't much between these sides. But Tyrone are taking on London. Tyrone obviously hoping to make home advantage count against Dungannon, and Derry are playing last year's Nicky Rackard winners in Wicklow. So interesting starts for the other two northwest counties.
They are, Oisin. I suppose I would fancy Derry to come out of Aughrim with a victory, Oisin. I do feel Derry will be pushing to get to that final again, so I think they should come out of Wicklow. I know they drew the league, but I think by all accounts, looking back, I think Derry had maybe 18 wides that day, Oisin, and were very wistful in front of the net. So I think if they had a wee bit of form at all, I expect them to come out of there comfortably. Tyrone and London, it's just hard to know what to expect with London, Oisin. I suppose they've beaten Tyrone this year already over there, so. But it's always harder getting a result over there. So I think that Tyrone team works really, really hard and they're well organised. And I think the home advantage should be enough to see them maybe pivot by 3 or 4 points, you know. So I expect both Derry and Tyrone to get victories this weekend.
Yeah. How do you think they'll fare out overall in the competition?
I suppose if people will be looking at that, and they'll be saying maybe Derry and Kildare would be your Christy Ring finalists, and if I put money on it, I'd say the same myself. I think Kildare will be favourites to win it. Oisin coming down from the Joe McDonagh again last year, and Derry beating the final against Meath, but I think that Kildare team will be hard to beat in it. But I think if anybody's to beat them, it's going to be Derry, you know.
Yeah, and as I said earlier, that's an environment that you would like to see Donegal football, or Donegal hurling rather, progress to, Mickey, but it's proved difficult to do in recent years. Is it a place that's a natural progression, do you feel, for Donegal hurling now this year, that now's the time to make the step up out of Nicky Rackard and under Christy Ring?
Thanks for watching. I suppose we've won on Nicky Rackard a couple of times and there was no promotion, and I think if we had put it up in 2020 after beating Mayo in the Nicky Rackard final, we'd still be there, because the likes of Sligo up there and Wicklow, who we beat, you know, Tyrone, who there's nothing in, we drew with them this year. You know, teams like that were well capable of competing against and beating, really, you know, on our day. So I feel Mayo and ourselves are both well capable of playing across the ring level. So it'd be a nice place to be at next year, Oisin, if you're in Division 2 hurling and in a Christy Ring. But as I say, it's a long road ahead of us, you know.
Okay, and the first of those matches is this coming Saturday. 5 o'clock is the start time at the Athletic Grounds. It's Armagh against Donegal. Listen, Mickey, we wish you all the best this weekend in the Orchard County, and fingers crossed that you start that campaign with the victory that you want. The best of luck with it.
Good man, Oisin. Thanks.